I know you probably got a million things to do, so I try to keep this as short as possible. It's sort of an annual tradition whenever we do Expo. Just a couple real quick things. FSSA, modernization. You folks have given IBM sort of a, you know, get your act together, but there's also some talk there's no plan B. Democrats are taking pot shots saying privatization doesn't work. This was your reaction to that whole situation.
You know, well, we came to solve problems, and this is one we haven't solved yet. We had the worst welfare system in America, no question about it. And we're not pleased with where we are, but we're not going back where we started. I promise you that. It was abusive to its clients. It made horrible error rates. People who deserved benefits didn't get them. People who didn't deserve benefits did. There were over 100 people went to jail. Worst welfare to work record in America. And we're not going back there, but we're very displeased with the pace of improvement. That's why we froze things. Until we see it working right, we will not extend it to the rest of the state.
Do you have any idea exactly how the state will go or when the timeline may be sort of worked out, or is that just all in the process right now being figured out?
Yeah, no, there's no particular timeline. We've said all along we were going to move only at a pace that was warranted by the performance. The performance hasn't been there, and that's why we stopped in place. We won't go forward any further until I know that this system is working as it was promised to under that contract.
Also lately, there's been some issue with Indiana prisons, moving inmates around. Is Indiana facing a prison overpopulation problem?
Our people have done a fantastic job in this respect. I remember that when I came to office, I was told, you're going to have to add 2,000 beds in 2005. I said, we don't have any money, we can't do that. For the last 4 years, our people have been so effective and creative in finding ways to use the capacity we had. We opened the White Elephant at Newcastle, the prison they built and never opened. And then they've also done things like work to keep parolees from coming back into prison. And the sum of that is, not only did we not have to add in 05, but or 6, 7, 8, or for the next 2 or 3 years either. It's going to save Hoosier taxpayers an unbelievable amount of money.
Lots of stories around Indiana, Governor, about local governments saying they have to lay off police, lay off firefighters, Muncie, South Bend, you name it. A lot of them putting the blame squarely on property tax caps. Obviously, this is going to be another big issue next year when lawmakers come back and vote on a constitutional amendment. Your thoughts?
Not too sympathetic. We're spending way too much on local government. Everybody knows this. It needs to be reformed. In many of these places, they had far more employees than other communities in other states get by with. You don't build a better community by taxing people more and more and more the way we did. That was only driving people out of these cities and towns. Giving the biggest tax cut in state history to property taxpayers in 2008 was right then, and it's right now, and we're not going to retreat.
Final question. We look at other potential presidential candidates, Mark Sanford, Sarah Palin. Your name just keeps coming back up over and over and over again. Do you feel like the one person who everybody wants to ask to prom, but you just really don't feel like going?
I take it as a recognition that things in Indiana are very different than they are in most of America. They're broke, we're solvent. Government there is dysfunctional and crumbling. Government here is performing better than it ever has. I think it's entirely attributable to the great work, not to anything I've done, but to the great work of the people who came to government a few years ago determined to make this a better state, and they're making headway.
Governor, thank you very much. Good work with you today.
Yeah, Abdul, thanks a lot.